stands for good, not harm. Key scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Life rarely unfolds the way we imagine. I thought I'd have a family, security and clarity by the time I hit my 30s. But instead, we experienced 12 years of infertility, financial loss, and emotional exhaustion. Our plans unraveled, but God's didn't. We lost almost everything. Our income, our home, our sense of stability. And in that brokenness, Jeremiah 29:11 wasn't just a memory verse, it became a lifeline. God spoke it to exiles, not to people whose lives were neatly in place. That truth gave me hope, even in exile. God has a plan. Plan isn't always pain-free, but it is purpose-filled. I had to redefine what prosperity meant. It wasn't a house or a title or a bank account. It was becoming who God created me to be. It was knowing peace in the middle of chaos. It was trusting that the author of my story hadn't stopped writing. If you're walking through loss, don't confuse silence with absence. God is still present, and He is still working. You may not feel it yet, but you are not off track. You're in process. Kingdom Blueprint Reflection.
Where have you struggled to see God's plan? How has disappointment shaped your definition of good? What would it look like to trust God's plan even here, even now?